Hi there and welcome to The Conversation. You're listening to Janine Mason, the wife of Andy Mason. This morning I want to talk to you about walking the tightrope between celebration and compassion. And that might not make much sense right now, but it'll become obvious as we go along. For the last few weeks we've been having power cuts, and not minute or two long power cuts, but power cuts that last days at a time. And each time it's happened, by chance, Andy has been out of the house. So it's been me and the kids dealing with all the things that come with a power cut. You take electricity for granted when you've had it for a while. And we have. And suddenly we were plunged into darkness. And like I say, for days at a time. So you can cope with a power cut for an hour or two. It's inconvenient. But when it's for a day or two, all your batteries run dry. The things in your fridge and the freezer, they die as well and get put in the trash can. And life becomes just that much more difficult. And so we're very aware that there are people all over the world that deal with this on a daily basis. Some don't have access to power at all, and some it's just normal to have power cuts. But for us here in California, we kind of expect to have power all the time. And so it became very, very inconvenient. And it wasn't because the trees fell on power lines somewhere and we, you know, because of some disaster didn't have power. It was simply that our power provider was worried that was going to happen. They were worried that the wind we were experiencing was going to fell trees and cause ultimately a fire. And so they called it a public safety power shutoff. But for us, it was just a great big pain in the butt. And so here we are for the third time in just a few weeks, no power. We're living out of an ice chest. We have flashlights and candles, and we're getting quite good at it, but we are fed up. And I looked at myself and thought, how are we going to cope with power outage number three when we're all just over it? And Andy's in, by that stage, in Bali on a ministry trip, and bless his cotton socks, he sent us all, or the kids individually, a video of himself saying how much he loved us, which normally would be great, but on this occasion kind of rubbed salt into the wound, because behind him we can see the beautiful swimming pool on the top of the hotel. Lights are flashing and it just looks like something out of a movie. And we, as it comes through, we are sitting in the dark. We have been reading our books by the power of flashlight, and we have no power, we have no internet. And we are totally fed up. And I get to lead my kids in how we're going to respond. And so I realized at power outage number three that I thought I was pretty proud of us. We had kept a good attitude. We had vented a little bit at PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. But we, for the most part, had kept a good attitude. And the way we kept a good attitude was this. We walked the tightrope. And the tightrope was, we looked down at other people. We looked and saw others that were worse off, because when we have power, we still have water. And we actually still have hot water, because our hot water is heated by gas. But there was so many in our community that when their power went out, they also had no water. So no water means no toilets. No ability to wash your hands. For many others, they might have had water, but they didn't have hot water, so they couldn't shower. And so a big part of how we kept our attitude reasonably good was we looked at those, in a sense, down the line from us, and we said, man, there are people that are worse off than us. And so we know that even though we're sitting, stumbling around our house with flashlights and candles, we're so blessed that we can go and have a hot shower. We're so blessed that we can use the bathroom and flush afterwards. I'm incredibly grateful for flushing toilets. And so we had compassion on those people. We also, though, encountered people who had power and who had no concept of what it looks like and feels like to live without power. So we went to church one morning. Emily came back and she said, well, the people I was leading Sunday school with were wandering around. One of them wandered around and said over and over how much she loves wind. And she said, it's the very wind that means we have no power and no internet. I can't do my homework this afternoon because of that wind. And I said, well, what did you do? She said, well, finally I told her the situation. And she said, but bless her heart, she still walked around afterwards saying, I love wind, I love wind. Just clueless. See, we could have looked at those people who still had power, who had no clue that it was affecting anybody because it wasn't affecting them. And we could have been jealous and we could have got even more grumpy about our situation. So power outages come and go, and for the most part, I hope they've gone. But this is not something that happens just for a moment. This happens over and over and over. That walking, needing to walk the tightrope between celebrating what you do have and celebrating, in fact, that what others have got, and feeling compassion for those who have less. I remember last year we had the big fire, the car fire that came through Reading, and never has that tightrope been so in my face, I guess, so evident in my life as during that season, because we had friends that lost their homes. They lost literally everything. It was burned to ashes. And we had other friends who didn't get evacuated and who really experienced nothing up close and personal in the fire. They didn't personally experience any loss. And we were somewhere in the middle. We didn't lose our home, but we were evacuated and displaced for 3 months. And the property around our home, the big part of why we bought this house, was mostly burned. A couple of acres burned to the ground. Came very close to losing our house. And so, particularly in those early months, we felt the tightrope of having compassion for those who were worse off than us, those who had lost everything. And we had the celebration of having our own house, the celebration for those who the fire didn't touch. And we had to walk that tightrope and feel both of those things for ourselves. We had to learn that it was okay to grieve for what we'd lost and that it was okay to celebrate the fact that we still had a house while being aware of those around us, both the ones that had not suffered anything and those that had lost everything. So you have to walk that tightrope constantly, and you walk in the place of joy by living with those two realities alongside each other. There will always be people better off than you, whether it's financially, whether it's in health, whether it's relationally. There will always be people who seem like they have it all, and particularly in the areas where you are aware of your own lack. But likewise, there will always be people who are worse off than you, ones that need compassion, ones that need empathy, that need for you to be aware of what they're lacking. And the way that you walk that tightrope is to celebrate the ones that have more and be glad and celebrate their victories. And you have compassion on those that have less than you. And in the midst of it, you do both for yourself. You be thankful for what you do have. I have pain in my body, have done for about 14 months. And the medical community can't work out why I have this pain. And so before I even get up in the morning, usually even in adjusting the blankets around my shoulders, I've already hurt myself two or three times before I even get out of bed. And I could look at that and experience that and feel sorry for myself, and I could decide that I'm going to have a bad day because I'm going to feel sorry for myself focusing on my pain, or I can remember even before I get out of bed that I have the ability to get out of bed, and there's others that can't without help. I can be thankful for the fact that I can, you know, walk to the bathroom myself, that I can get dressed myself, even if it does hurt. See, it all depends on where you look, whether you look up the line and feel envious, or whether you look up the line and feel celebration that they have much and that you have much to be grateful for. Or you can look down the line and look down on people, or you can look down and feel the line and at those that are worse off and feel like empathy and compassion for them and compassion for yourself. So I want to challenge you today to walk the tightrope with me of being compassionate to yourself and celebrating what you do have and keeping a good attitude. I also want to challenge you that you can make all the difference to the perspective and how other people walk in those tough moments. I was very aware as the only adult that was around when the power cuts were out because Andy was away, that how I spoke about it, how I led my children was going to make all the difference to how they responded. So we laughed, we did fun things, we, you know, ate good food, and when we went to restaurants to power up our devices to do homework with the internet, we decided to celebrate the fact that we had hot water and any water at all. We focused on all of that, and we focused on that because I led it. If I had got up and been grumpy and decided to feel sorry for myself, then we all would have felt sorry for ourselves. The last day of our power outage, I just wanted to cry as I got up in the blackness and rousted my children out of bed because their devices had no battery. And I made sure that everyone had their flashlight, fed the dogs in the dark, got the chooks out in the dark, you know, made breakfast, helped children decide what to have for lunch in the dark because there was very little in the ice chest. And that day in particular, I wanted to cry. And I knew that if I did, my children would have been gracious to me. But I decided instead to, you know, to look at how we could cheer ourselves up. And hey, at least we can wash our hands. At least we can go to the bathroom and flush the toilet. I'm so aware that everywhere I go, every environment I'm in, I can lead others to see the good things that they're experiencing, to celebrate what's in our hands, what we do have, that I can lead others to have compassion on those who have less simply by doing that myself. And so that would be my other challenge to you today, is not only to walk the tightrope well, but to know that in walking that tightrope of compassion and of celebration, that you can lead others to walk the tightrope as well, and to not fall off, and to not fall into self-pity, to not fall into feeling better than others because you have more, but to honour the Lord in all that you do by walking that tightrope really well. I pray that you would know the compassion of the Lord today. I pray that you would find much to celebrate today, even if your power is out. I pray that you would know his goodness in all that you do today.